Podcast. Should I be playing bass as like the opening begins?
You should.
Okay,
I'm gonna
grab the bass.
They're just plugging this bass. Oh, that's the way to do it, Andy.
That's the way to do it, baby.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
It's your boys.
Back in the studio.
Andy Diaz.
Gabe Martinez.
Together, we are a podcast called...
Who Let You Watch That?
But that's not what this
episode
is. That's
what we're doing now. What we're doing today is we're learning how to suck. Blowing out some steam
through the suck machine.
Blowing out some steam through the suck machine.
Doing it till everything turns green.
Green it. Suck it. Blow it. Pop it. Twist it.
That was a game that children played, and that's not cool.
No, it's not.
But it was called Bop It.
Bop It.
So anyway, hey, this is an episode. It's an offshoot of our normal podcast called Who Let You Watch That, but today's very special one is called Does This Movie Suck?
I almost called it Who Let You Suck This, but in that voice. It's gonna,
we got away from this. That, Andy. We got away from that.
We got away from it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's Does This Movie Suck, where we talk about classics
of the cinema world, and we ask the age-old question, wait a minute, does that movie suck?
Yeah.
Because your memory is full of nostalgia.
Yes.
And it tricks you.
It does.
Or maybe it doesn't trick you. Maybe you have an ironclad mind and you remember that that movie is great.
Yeah, it does not suck. And in fact, rules.
That's what we're trying to figure out on this podcast. Because we've been through the shit.
We have.
We've seen a lot of movies.
We've seen so many movies, guys. But also more than the seeing of movies, we've lived lives.
Perspective.
Yeah, perspective. So we can look at these things, and we have, listen, we hold nothing dear, okay?
Absolutely not.
We watch these movies, we rewatch them, and we mercilessly, we go, listen, we loved that movie as kids.
Absolutely.
That was with our tiny, uninformed minds. Now as we watch it as grown men, captains of industry, pillars of the community.
Yes, leaders. Leaders that take our knowledge and we put it to the test by asking if movies suck. We should probably be doing more with our influence.
I mean, we should do more. Yeah, certainly we should do more. But right
but
now,
don't.
this takes up a lot of time.
You have to edit it.
Oh,
we have to write the post.
Yeah.
We have to upload it.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, dude, you're making all the different images and stuff. Each episode takes a good 70 hours.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's insane. But we do it for the love of the game, Andy.
We love the game, and we love you.
Yeah, we
do love
you.
That's right here. Putting in the work, putting in the hours, putting movies through the machine that we call Does This Movie Suck?
Yes.
Criteria. It's lined up. We're ready to put a movie through it. And today is another one of those movies, you guys.
We're
going
sure
to
is.
Get into it, and we're going to talk about, hey, it's still spooky season, you guys. We're talking about the spooktacular, the unbelievable, and the creepy. And this week, we're talking about one of the creepiest movies that you will ever see, a movie from the year 1994, the rated R superstar movie, superstar-filled movie.
Drama, fantasy, horror.
That's too many genres.
You know, it's not enough. When Anne Rice, is that her name? When
Anne Rice.
Is at the helm, that's just not enough.
There's not enough
descriptors to describe this woman's masterful genius. But what's this movie called, Andy?
It is called Interview with the Vampire, : The Vampire Chronicles, apparently.
Yeah, I never knew that second part, but
it's on the poster.
It is, yeah. A vampire tells his epic life story, love, betrayal, loneliness, and hunger.
This is a movie. You might have a similar sort of idea.
Yeah.
You would rent movies from the movie place, you know, Mr. Chen's,
yeah.
As you I would. We would probably rent it from, I don't know, Jose's or whatever the place R was.
Yeah, right.
We didn't have that connection. We got in and out. I didn't talk to this fucking guy.
Oh. This guy wasn't your, like, surrogate dad during the summers?
Absolutely not. We
okay.
said, fuck this.
Yeah.
But we would rent movies. Usually, you know, me and my brother, my cousins a lot of the times too, we would rent something stupid. The Mask.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
The Mask 2 with honors.
Stupid stuff, but our parents would always rent things.
Yeah.
This movie falls in that category of movies that I always associated with parents renting stuff.
Yeah.
A River Runs 100%. Through It.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. River Runs Through It.
There's a River Runs Through It.
They rented River Runs Through It so many fucking times.
They rented that. I was going to say, like, Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
Beaches.
Beaches.
Those
yes.
types of things. Those, Sophie's
Prince
Choice.
Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides. Fuck that movie. Yeah. I had to watch Prince of Tides so many times.
Interview with the Vampire. You know, yep. This was
Interview
a
with the Vampire.
Movie, you know? So it also, because it has Interview, or not, because I interviewed
the Because it has Interview in the title.
I had to know about it.
And he had to watch it because he was a sucker. Even as a kid, he's like, I got to watch hard-hitting interviews, documentaries.
I saw this movie as a real little kid called Nude Interviews. And since then, I was like, I need to see any movie with interviews in it.
Any interviews, I'm on board.
No, because it had vampires at the time, I'm like, you know what? This is going to be fucking badass. I need to be able to see this movie.
Yeah, right.
I need to see this, man.
Yeah.
So I did eventually see it, and we talked about it a little bit on a past episode, on an episode Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah,
Demon
right.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
We rented that because my friend, he wanted to see some big old cans.
Mm-hmm.
So he rented that movie, and man, we saw those cans, and we didn't see much else of that movie because his mom came in and said, like, you are not watching this.
Yeah.
Took the movie back and brought Interview with a Vampire for us, and then we watched Interview with a Vampire.
That's right.
Which also has boobs in it, but not as much as... not as gigantic and obscene.
Yeah, they're
boobs.
Like art house boobs.
Art house
so
boobs
it's okay.
as opposed to giant Playboy boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they were more like penthouse boobs.
Penthouse, you know, yeah. I'm sorry, Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
This is more of the Flint guy.
Yeah, exactly. Allow the man his dignity as he rots in hell. this movie, I have a little story about how I saw this movie
Heck
the first
dude.
Time, but I just want to throw out who's in this movie.
Absolutely.
To set some context for why I saw this movie, and I don't know, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's talk about these people. We have, in 1994, definitely the most beautiful men alive.
Oh my gosh, dude. Powerhouses.
Yeah. Brad Pitt.
The Pitt.
Yeah, we had young Tom Cruise where his teeth were fixed, but he wasn't an insane person yet. He was just a heartthrob.
He might have been an insane person, but no one knew he was an insane person.
Thank you for that correction. Yes,
yes.
You're right. He might have been an insane person, but as of right now and this time, at this point in time, he's like about to bag Nicole Kidman if he
yes.
hasn't already. So he's like...
He's at the top of his game.
He's at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Then we have Antonio Banderas, my friends.
Antonio Banderas, dude. Mm-hmm. Banderas.
The king. The king.
He's just bringing a Latin flair to this movie that you love to see.
Yeah. You don't get it enough in Vampire's Tales.
You really don't.
We got Christian Slater. Christian Slater, who was, you know, honestly, poor man's Kiefer Sutherland. They're like, got to get him in here.
Got to get him in there.
He does a fine job.
I always heard that he was supposed to be the next Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it just, I don't know, Christian, for some reason, he fell off hard in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't understand that because he was in really big movies.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm jokingly shitting on the guy, but he was in a lot of great movies and he's a good actor. So
yeah.
I don't understand what happened, but that's not for this episode.
You know why?
We're not doing, why?
Because Leo came around and they went like, this is the new
probably,
Jack.
Probably.
This is the new Jack. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Christian.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Fucked, Christian.
Yeah. Then we have, and I don't know how she pronounces it because I heard she corrected a bunch of people a couple years ago. But I'm just going to say Tandy Newton. Okay. She's in it.
Oh, yeah. Tandy. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't forget Helen McCrory as second whore. That's literally her credit in this.
If you're going to be a whore, you always want to be the second one.
You got to be the second whore.
You don't want to be a first whore.
And then we have the sketchiest mother effers on the planet being just... Paris Vampire number one, Paris Vampire number three.
Yep.
So Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, not Leo, fucking hell. I'm so used to him being in everything now.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Antonio Banderas, and a baby Kristen Dunst. But baby Kristen Dunst had nothing to do with this. My mom, big Anne Rice fan, big.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom. So she was. My mom read a bunch of these books. I didn't know they were all horny until I got older. But She, they're all these like Victorian horny books, yeah. You know? But so she read a few Anne Rice books, and they were like always around, always about. But
wow,
my
yeah.
mom also had Stephen King ones, so I just always gravitated towards those. But in our house, we had a ton of, we had like these Time Life special edition fantasy books.
Yeah.
So there would be a book on dragons, a book on, there was a whole book on vampires. There was a whole book on like elves, and there was a book on this and that. There's all these different things. And I love them. I devoured them as a kid. The vampire one was probably number two. The dragons one was my favorite.
We, you know, yeah, we've talked about this, how yes. you're a big vampire guy.
Yeah, exactly. I was a big vampire.
Not many people know this. The show What We Do in the Shadows, Guillermo is based off of you.
Guillermo is absolutely based yeah. off of me. I was slightly more svelte as yeah. a child, but definitely had those chubby cheeks, you know?
That love for being a vampire.
And love for being a vampire. I really, truly did. So anyway, the books were always around, and when this movie came out, my mom like never went to the theaters, would never like indulge in just like a girls' night thing. I believe she did go out to go see this, and then when it came out, this was one. Now, guys, remember in the '90s, when a movie came out, you would rent a movie.
Yes.
You would not buy a movie because the VHS was like $80 to $100 when it came out.
It was the same cost of your mortgage.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not doing that.
Right. You're not doing it. We owned this movie on VHS.
Wealth.
My mother like, My mother put her foot down and was like, I'm going to own that movie. It was special to her.
Pops was like, absolutely.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, you got it.
I get it.
So.
He's not a big fan of horror, but he's like, she wants what she wants.
Yeah.
She's getting this.
I'm gonna take care of mama is probably yeah. what he said. So we have this movie. And I remember watching it at a fairly young age, not with my mom at all, but I remember like mom was home. It was the type of thing where like she was probably working on a craft project or something, and I put it on. Definitely too young to watch it,
yeah.
But like not a baby.
Yeah.
And I was mostly bored
yeah.
for the movie. I was like, this isn't great. I didn't really love it. So, but anyway, I saw it, and that's how I was introduced to it. So I have fairly strong feelings about this, Andy,
okay.
where I know this movie is, it's got good ratings, it's got good reviews. People think this movie is important. It's very romantic. It's a staple of the genre when we talk yeah. about vampires. I'm going to say I think this movie sucks.
Oh.
I got to come at you.
Dude, I was not expecting that,
yeah,
man.
I got to say it sucks. Man. I wasn't a fan. I rewatched it a little while ago. I think the movie sucks hard.
It's not your cup of tea.
No.
It's not your cup of tea.
But I think when we get into the criteria, you'll find that it should be no one's cup of tea because it sucks.
I am ready to be swayed. I remember this movie being okay. You know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's the greatest movie, but I remember like, oh, this is a movie for adults that people like and everything. I've seen it, you know, a handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law has a weird obsession with this movie. He loves it. It's his favorite movie. Whenever
Whoa.
We get together.
Favorite movie?
Whenever we get together, he's just constantly like, hey, can we watch Interview with a Vampire?
He's always asking that?
Constantly.
Fucking shit,
always
guy.
Always asking about Interview with the Vampire.
Come on. Watch another movie.
He loves the show. He is all about.
It's a show too.
Yeah, it's a television show. It's nothing but.
No.
He's like, we got.
It's just interviewing vampires every episode.
A lot of the times, he just sends me multiple gifts of clips from this movie.
All
100% serious. Constant Interview with the Vampire head.
Serious. That's not.
There's
cool.
a couple things he loves in life: Pokemon,
uh-huh.
my sister-in-law, and Interview with the Vampire.
Gosh,
top three.
Man, that's not cool.
He loves it.
He was an okay person in my book. And now, if he's not my mom, there's no excuse for him to like this movie.
Dude, so I play along like, yeah, man, Interview with Vampire, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
Okay, so you're not going to say it rules, but you're definitely in the camp that it does not suck.
I'm not that it sucks, yeah, but I have no skin in the game.
Okay.
If you put it down, I'm ready to pick it up.
Okay. Now, I feel like we can go through this criteria systematically, but Andy, I'm gonna repeat the question that I asked you right before we started recording.
Yes.
And I was going to say, Andy, isn't Winona Ryder in this? To which you said, no, Gabe, she's not.
No, she's not in this movie.
And you joked that she's in like a bunch of other things. You said Beetlejuice
and all
that. I said
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. And I was like, no, she's in like a badass vampire movie. Isn't that this? And you were like, no, she's not. And I looked it up and I'm like, oh, that's because she's in Bram Stoker's fucking Dracula. That movie is amazing. We got Keanu Reeves. We got fucking Winona Ryder. We got Gary Oldman with a giant ass on his head. And he's acting like it's not a giant milky ass on his head. He's eating people. There's tits. There's blood. That movie fucking rules, bro.
Oh, shit.
I love Bram Stoker's Dracula. That movie is great. So when I looked at that and I was like, okay, wait a minute. I then had to access the recesses of my mind. And I go, there's room for two semi-romantic Victorian era vampire movies in the world.
Okay.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. And then there's this other one, Interview with the Vampire.
The Vampire Chronicles.
The Vampire Chronicles, colon. Yeah. So I go, those are the two. There's not allowed to be any other ones. One is awesome for all the reasons I just said.
Okay.
The other one fucking sucks.
For all the
because it isn't that, okay?
Makes sense.
Because there's only two. One's got to be awesome. One's got to suck, okay?
Dichotomy.
It's the dichotomy, all right? It's the yin and yang, all right?
Vampire movies.
That's in a nutshell, buddy. That's how it goes. So we've got Bram Stoker's Dracula is great for all the reasons I said and more. It stars Zorg, all right, from The Fifth Element, wearing a giant milky ass on his head. It's great. He went and got a Brazilian girl.
I got really
And he said, would you sit on my head? And she's like, I'm too tan. And he's like, don't worry, baby. We got makeup. So he had a Brazilian girl's ass, and we've proven on this podcast Mexicans love gigantic asses.
You gotta love them.
He's a vampire. He's Dracula with a giant ass on his head.
Fuck, dude. You're speaking a lot of truth right now.
Exhibit one, Your Honor.
Open and shut case.
Open and shut case.
Like that ass on fucking Gary Oldman's head. Black?
Yeah.
Fucking giant black ass on his head.
Sirius Black has a no-joke white ass on his head.
Dude, I got to see how milky this ass is.
Oh, it's milk. Dude, it's the color of... Google that
How
shit.
Do I Google this? How do I Google...
Giant ass plus Gary Oldman's head.
Okay, well, here we go. Gary Oldman.
All right, we're going to do this in real time. I want to see when you see it. This ass is as white as the driven snow.
Oh,
I'm telling
gosh,
you.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
He's got a little, like, a smirk on his face the whole time. Come on. All right,
oh
you get
gosh.
It? You got
it.
The
Let
picture?
I mean, that's just a fucking... He looks suave. It's a hat.
You got the one picture where he's not...
Oh, that's
giant
a giant
ass.
Fucking ass!
There you go. Look at this
Look at this fucking ass on his head!
Look at this. Show me the
that's
picture.
That's a juicy fucking ass!
I told you. Look at that.
What the fuck is this movie?
That's a buttercream ass.
Look at this fucking ass!
It gets bigger, too, throughout the movie.
What is he doing with this ass?
That's my favorite. He's got his little giggle, his little smile giggle. He's
you
like,
seen that, you
I have
that,
an ass on my head.
You ever seen that gif where, or that vine or whatever they're called? Oh, no, that reel where the dude's talking about like how he's out there. He's checking out asses. He's peeping out asses. And then like Shorty walks out of the place. And he's like, damn, look at that ass. And it turns around. It's just a buddy of his.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like. Dude, what are you doing walking around with all this ass out Thursdays?
Yeah, double cheeked up on a Thursday. Yeah.
And it's just his buddy with a double cheeked up ass.
Yeah.
That's Gary Oldman's fucking head, dude. He's double cheeked up, dude.
He's double cheeked up, wearing robes, having a great time.
What is this movie?
It's amazing. This movie's great. It's got Winona Ryder in her prime. It's got Keanu Reeves. I'm pretty sure there's like a samurai in it too. There's a duck. There's a duck that grants wishes. There's so many awesome things.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
dude.
So you look at that. If that's the gold standard. So we don't even have to apply the criteria.
Oh my god.
We just go start with Gary Oldman on top of a pyramid of emeralds. He's got a giant ass on his head and he's Dracula, okay?
Holy
and the
shit.
Whole time he only says two words. He says, "I'm Dracula." That's what he says the whole time. That's the only words he says. But he's eating people. He's having sex with an unknown writer. He's Johnny Depp, I think, is in it at 1.2.
Oh
he plays
God.
A mechanic. And
Cary Elwes is in this shit.
Cary Elwes is in it. He actually plays the guy from Saw. So,
fucking
yeah,
hell.
It's amazing. Everybody's in this movie.
All right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I have maybe an issue with this movie, dude.
Oh, I dare you to find one.
And me being a fan of Bram Stoker's Dracula, the novel, we know that this is where we're introduced to, of course, Van Helsing, who is massively played by one and only Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman in the film.
I don't want to hear a single word. Van Helsing is played by Anthony Hopkins in this movie. That is not Wolverine.
No, I know.
Oh, man, I think we're going to lose a point.
Hang on. Anthony Hopkins, though, at the same time, had just played Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter is awesome. He eats people, and he's friends with Buffalo Bill, who puts his penis between his legs and dances around.
Was she like a big old fat person?
Exactly, the very same guy. So they're best friends, okay? They hang out all the time.
All right, fuck me.
That is who he plays in this. When he's Van Helsing, he is being Buffalo Bill. So his Van Helsing in this movie is he puts on the silly hat that Kate Beckinsale wore in Van Helsing.
No shit.
Yeah, so he wears it's the sorting hat from Harry Potter.
Fuck, he wears that,
and the whole time he's naked and he's got his dick tucked between his legs, and he also just like how Gary Oldman says, "I'm Dracula." He says, "I'm Van Helsing."
This sounds fucking great.
It's awesome, dude. There's a scene where the two of them, they're in Costa Rica, they get on a zip line and they're chasing each other down the zip line. Believe you me when I say they get a shot from behind his legs and you see Anthony Hopkins upside down doingus with his balls.
The balls are flapping.
They're tucked up his butt.
Fuck me.
Dude, that's what you say the whole time you're watching it.
I need to see this movie.
Yeah, the sex scene between Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and those gentlemen with the top hats, it's the best out of any movie I've ever seen. Yeah. So, I mean, Your Honor, I rest my case.
Dude, as Leonardo DiCaprio says in that movie where he says the N-word a whole bunch, you had my interest, but now you have my attention.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That beloved N-word movie. So there you go. I think we've proven it. If Bram Stoker's Dracula rules, the thing that isn't that must suck.
That makes perfect sense to me. I don't think you have ever made more sense on this podcast.
Thank you very much. I pride myself on my analysis, and at the very least, I think it's been expert today.
Yeah, but I mean, on pure science alone, I think we can put a red stamp on this bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
Interview with a Vampire, The Vampire Chronicles
sucks. Thank you very much, Andy. Wow. Take that, Andy's brother-in-law. Sorry, man, you can't devote any more of your time to it. Can't fill in that sleeve on your left arm. No more Interview with the Vampire, The Vampire Chronicles. Tattoos, no more. You got to switch them up. Cover them all up. Start with Winona Ryder's face, and then go to that big, luscious ass that Gary Oldman has on his head.
I am going to fucking watch that immediately after we're done here.
Let's do that.
I need to see that fucking ass, baby.
Yeah, we got to do it. You're going to get chubbed up, it's going to be dangerous.
Dude, I am chubbing up now just thinking about it. Thick.
All right. Thick. And until next time, everybody, get chubbed up watching Gary Oldman's ass.
Do it, guys. Watch it with your boy. Chubbed out.
Chub!
You've just heard a Doomsday Initiative podcast. Consult a physician.